This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Why are you here? What does he want from you? What did he create this world to be? How can you access him? I was once on a long bus ride from one state to another in university with a kid my age. We were both 18 and he was telling me his life story. He was given up for adoption by his biological mother, and he was raised by two parents who were as loving and as caring as he could have ever hoped for or imagined. They didn't leave him wanting for anything. But then when he got older, there were certain questions that he couldn't answer about himself until he met his mom. He needed to know about her so that he could know whether he had her smile or her sarcasm or her features or her hands. He needed to know about her so he could know about himself. And so he began a journey to find her. And I think we can all appreciate the importance of that journey and that it was a journey that was worthwhile. It was worth undertaking to go and find your parents, even if you have to travel the world. But the greatest loss is to not go through life not knowing who your mother or father is. It's to go through life not knowing who your Lord is. Why are you here? What does he want from you? What did he create this world to be? And how can you access him? And when you learn about him, you praise him, you love him, and worshiping him becomes easy because you want to please him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. To Allah belong the most beautiful names, so call upon him by those names. You know, this Ramadan, it seems that the world is darker than ever before. So let's call upon Allah like never before through Allah's beautiful names.